It's like bodily action. Now you feel call of nature.
Yes.
So you have to pass, you mean?
No, that is correct.
That's all. Only gunatita position.
These qualities are the taste of that man.
Huh?
After he attains that, these qualities are the taste of that man. How we can taste that man?
No, no. Tasting, that is also stated. Just like these Europeans, Americans, in their previous position, they had many bad habits. But somehow or other, they are taken to Krishna consciousness. That is their position, gunadhita. Even by habit, they commit something mistake. That is not to be taken into account.
No, that is not to be taken.
Because, just here, just like a fan is moving and make the switch off. So the switch is off, that is first consideration. And after the switch being off, the fan is moving, that is no consideration. Do you understand? Because the fan was in force, so although you have made the switch off, it's still moving.
It's still moving,
And that is not to be taken.
That not to be, yes, correct, because it's the old past actions. That wheel has to move. It has to stop of its own.
That because the switch is now off, it will stop.
It is stopped.
Sashat bhavati dharmaatma. Sashat bhavati dharmaatma. Because he has taken to the shelter of Krishna, therefore his all past business is finished. Although due to past habit, sometimes we find some mistake. It is not to be taken. Because these things will go.
This will be because of very the soon. Past actions.
Yes, very soon.
It has that wheel has to move and it will stop of its own. Because Sat-sat you are not
bhavati,
giving further impetus.
What is that verse? Sat-sat bhavati dharmaatma.
Sat-sat shanti ma digacchati. Sat-sat prati jani namai
vakta panas. Be careless. It's like somebody was asking me that rascal Bharati's article. That one Australian sunlight. So, these rascals may speak something, but we cannot stop our movement. Our movement is increasing all over the world.
It's a positive
in spite of all criticism. We don't care for them.
Positive thing there is no.
Because we know that we are following the footsteps of predecessor Acharya. That's all. We don't mind. And actually, it is happening. Otherwise, within 6-7 years, so much progress could not be possible. What is the word exactly?
Arambha.
Aapko vachana pari?
Manav manav tulya tulya mitra vipakshyo sarva arambha parityagi.
That is another meaning, is beginning.
Beginning, that's right.
So,
beginning of what?
There is no beginning. Just like it is already taken to Krishna consciousness. So why should he take something else beginning? That should continue.
Arambha of what? Arambha is a rudanta.
And another arambha.
Arambha.
That is humbug. Humbugism. Arambar.
Arambar, no, this is Arambar.
Arambha.
Sir, Arambha.
Arambha means beginning.
Beginning.
So it is already began chanting Hare Krishna. What is the new thing? You begin this, you begin that. No, no more. That's all. Fine. Harinama, 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 the cable.
But even then you have got to eat. You have got to go to WC.
So that is going on. That is going on.
On the, these are these Arambha Parityagi. You don't take any cognizance of these works being done by the body. I think that is, to my mind, the exact meaning. I have not been able to grasp and I want it.
That I've already explained. If you have taken seriously Krishna consciousness, so something happening due to my past habit, you should not take care of it. It will subside.
Not an arambha.
Sarva arambha parityagi.
This is the final conclusion. Final conclusion. That if anyone has taken devotional service seriously, Abhyavicharini means
Pativrata,
as instructed by the spiritual master. If one takes this business very seriously and is executing that, then he is Gunatit. That's all. Brahma means Vedas. Brahma means there are so many things.
I'm sorry.
Either Brahmana, Brahma Jyoti.
Brahma Jyoti.
People are very much impersonalist. They think realization of Brahma Jyoti is final. Just to reply them, this sloka is Brahmana Aham Pratishtha.
Aham Pratishtha.
Where from this Jyoti is coming? This is very common sense.
Correct.
A Jyoti, just like this Jyoti, this clearness, no darkness, where from it is coming? Everyone knows it is coming from the sun. Without the sun, why at night there was no such jyoti? Because the sun is rising, therefore this jyoti has come.
14.
Similarly, now why don't you hear?
I'm hearing.
Well, just hear. It is very important point. The jyoti, it must come through some source.
Jyoti has to come through source. Correct?
Yes. And that is confirmed in the Brahma Sanghita. That jasya prabha.
Jasya prabha, yes.
Jasya prabha prabhavatu jagadanna koti. Koti shu ase shu vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam. This creation, the whole creation, even this material.
Yes.
That is depending on the Brahma Jyoti. Therefore, it is said, Sarvam Khaluidam Brahma.
Sarvam Khaluidam.
Because everything is depending on the Brahma Jyoti. And that is confirmed also in the Bhagavad Gita. Masthani Sarvabhutani. This Masthani means
within the Brahma.
Within the Brahma. And this Brahma is the effulgence of body of Krishna.
That is, Sajanand Swami said continually that you must never think that Krishna is without a body.
Huh?
He always said that you must never think that Krishna is without body. Yeah. Without body there cannot be any. And Krishna has body and all this is a Brahma Jyoti
Pratishtha.
Amritasya.
Therefore, Amritasya.
That Brahma is Amrita and Abhyaya.
Amrita,
Visheshana Brahma.
Brahma, that is confirmed in the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Yes.
Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaniti Sabda. So the Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. They are this one and the same.
Yes, Brahmeti Paramatma.
But it is the person's realization.
Yes.
Now common man, they can understand what is the sun sign. But they cannot know what is the sun globe. Or what is within the sun globe.
What is within the sun globe? Yes, correct.
So those who are satisfied only Brahma Jyoti, their knowledge is not yet perfect. They do not know where from the Brahma Jyoti comes. Who is the source of Brahma Jyoti?
So So he has stated here.
Yes. Now you ask. As Paramatma, he is Khetraga of everybody.
So he knows the working of everybody.
Yes.
Kshetra Kshetra Knayo Jnanam Tad Jnanam Matam Mama.
Yes.
Tad Kshetram Yad Chayad Yukcha Yad Vikari Yata Chayad Sa Chayad
Kshetra Gha. This point must be clearly understood. Then you go further. Khetra, this body is Khetra. Khetra means the field of activities. Just like a Krishan works in his field. And he receives the result.
Yes.
As he works, he gets the result. Similarly, this body is Khetra, and we are working with this body. And we are reaping the result. Karmana, Daivanetrina. Karmana. So this is the Khetra and Khetra. Now, next he says that I am also Khetra. I am also Khetraga. How he is Khetraga? Because he is Paramatma.
He is the presiding director.
Therefore, there are two Khetragas. One the Jivatma and one the Paramatma. The Mahavadis do not accept it. They say the only Khetraga. Jivatma and Paramatma are the same. That is confirmed. There are two bars.
Bhagavad Gita it is.
Two bars, yes. Two bars. Bhagavad Gita is clearly said. Anumanta, Upadrashta. One Khetraga is Anumanta and Upadrashta. Another Khetraga is not Anumanta, he is simply enjoying.
But that is Dvavima Purusha Loke, Kshara Sarvani Bhutani. Kutastho Aksharutya. Uttamaha Purushastu Anya Paramatma. Uttamaha Purusha Paramatma.
Khara and Akhara means conditioned soul and liberated soul. Those who are in the Vaikuntha world, spiritual world, they are all liberated souls. And those who are within this material world, they are conditioned souls. So, now let us finish. So, this should be clearly understood. That in this body, both the Paramatma and Jivatma are living.
Stay together, live together.
But the Mahavadi, they says there is no Jivatma, the same thing, Paramatma. That is not.
Those two bars are living on the same.
That is the difference. That is the difference. Paramatma and Jivatma, what is the difference? Krishna says, that Sarva Khetresu Bharata. This is very practical. That I am the Jivatma. I am living in this body. I know the business of my body, pains and pleasures. But I do not know what is the pains and pleasure of your body. You also do not know what is the pains and pleasure. Therefore, we are individual. But Paramatma, because he is there, he knows what is your pains and pleasure, what is my pains and pleasure. Not only you, but all living it. That is Paramatma. So those who are falsely claiming that I am Paramatma, that this is the test. Whether you are cognizant of everything.
Right.
Yes, but you cannot falsely claim that I am Paramatma or I am God. Whether you have got this all-pervading knowledge, this is the only test to the pretenders that he is God, he is Paramatma.
That is the Yosemite Kshetra, now Kshetra. Yeah. Mahabhutani Ahankaro Buddhya Vyaktameva.
Now he comes to the material
pancha indra gochara
elements.
But Icha Dvesha Sukham Dosha.
Yes, that is.
Why they should be included? I don't understand that.
What is that?
I mean, these are all Mahabhutani Ahankaro Buddhya Vyaktameva Indriyani.
Yeah.
But Icha Dvesha Sukham
Dosha. Mind is also material.
Sukham Dukham.
Mind. Sangata Chetana.
Chetana. Chetana. Kruti. Intelligence. Yeah, everything. Kruti. Everything. These are all.
That also because
these are all material.
Yudhakaran.
It's all material.
That is what you call the Linga Sharira.
But some foolish people accept the intelligence, mind and spirit.
No, I understand not.
Today Sankhya Velo. Sankhya Velo.
Etak Kshitram Samasena Savikaram. Amamitvam Adambitvam Ahisa Kshanta Indriya.
First thing, Acharya Upasana. But these rascals, they do not do that. They have no Acharya, still they write comment on Bhagavad Gita. You see, this is the rascal now. Acharya Upasana. One must go Acharyavan Purusha Veda. Unless one accepts Acharya, he does not know anything.
And then Amanitvam Adambitvam.
First of all, try to understand one word, please. One word, if you understand, your life will be successful.
Yes, correct.
Don't go further. Acharya Upasana. This is the very important thing.
Acharya Upasana. Is important.
Yes.
Bhagavad Gita. Why?
Sir, Acharya, who is Acharya? Then next question will be, who is Acharya? Evam parampara pratam imam rajam sayavidya. Those who are coming, the Acharya Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, the four Sampradayas. So unless Sampradaya vihinasi, mantra asti vipula, unless one comes to the Acharya disciple succession, whatever nonsense he speaks, it is all useless. This is the most important thing, Acharya Upasana.
So, Chamsthairyam Atme Nigraha. Again I read, huh? Amanitvam Adambitvam Ahinsa Kshantir Arjavam Acharya Upasanam Saucham.
So, Amanitam, instead of becoming Amanitam, these Mahavadis say, I am God. Just see, this is Amanitam. He falsely claims that I have become God now. Does it mean Amanitam? And here Vaishnava says, Gopi Vattu Padakamayaro Dasa Dasanu Dasa. This is Amanitam. This is Amanitam. I am a servant of this sir. And these rascals are claiming, I am God. This is Amanitam.
Adambitvam.
How much dambhi, proud they are, they are claiming to be God.
Ahinsa.
Just see. Ahimsa means he is envious of Krishna. He is envious, not Ahimsa. He is Ahimsa being, though I Krishna should alone be God. I am also God.
Shanti.
Ahimsa begins from the Supreme. So all negative. These Mahavadis, they are Himsa, they are proud, they have no sense of what is Amanitam. This is Mahavad.
Kshantir Arjavam.
And there cannot be Shanti.
Shanti,
because
sure.
There cannot be. Shanti must be there.
Shanti.
Shanti.
Ksha, ksha.
Ajay, Khanti. Khanti means toleration.
Toleration.
But.
Arjavam.
They do not allow Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, there is no Khanti. No toleration.
Acharya Upasana. Saucham Sthairyam Atme Nigraha. Saucham sthairyam atma vinigriha indriyartheshu vairagyam.
Saucham means jasmarit punarikakham sa bajjabhantaram suchi. Because he does not know what is punarikakham. He does not chant Hare Krishna. That is not saucham. This is saucham.
Sthairyam.
Sthairyam means fixed up. Krishna sthu bhagavan sound. That is sthairyam.
Atma vinigriha.
Atma vinigriha. Yes.
Indriyartheshu vairagyam anahankara
eva cha. Anahankara. This is the first class ahankara. That I have become God.
Janma mrutyu jaravyadi dukha doshanu darshanam.
Yes.
Asakta asakti anaga putradara guhadishu nityam cha samachitta.
So they have no detachment for putradara grihadishu. They talk very big, big words, but attached to the putra dharu grihadus. This is not knowledge, this is ignorance. The test is there, whether you have become detached from putra dharu grihadus. If not, you are in ignorance. You may talk very, very big, big words. That has no meaning.
Nityam cha samachittatvam
ಇಷ್ಟ ಅನಿಷ್ಟ ಉಪಪತ್ತಿಸು ಮೈಚ ಅನನ್ಯ ಯೋಗಿ
ವಿಚಾರಿಣಿ ದಿ ಬೇಸಿಕ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಮೈಚ ಅನನ್ಯ ಯೋಗಿ
ಭಕ್ತಿಯ ವಿಚಾರಿಣಿ ವಿವಿಕ್ತ
ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಬೇಸಿಕ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ ವಿದೌಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಫಾಲ್ಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಫಾಲ್ಸ್
ವಿವಿಕ್ತ ದೇಶ ಸೇವಿತ್ವಂ ಅರತಿ ಜನ ಸಂಸದಿ ಅಧ್ಯಾತ್ಮ ಜ್ಞಾನ ನಿತ್ಯತ್ವಂ ತತ್ವ ಅರ್ಥ ದರ್ಶನ ತತ್ವ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಅರ್ಥ ದರ್ಶನ
ಅರ್ಥ ದರ್ಶನ
ತತ್ವ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಅರ್ಥ ದರ್ಶನ ಪರ್ಫೆಕ್ಟ್ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಆಫ್ ತತ್ವಜ್ಞಾನ
ಭಕ್ತಿ ಯೋಗಿ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಬೇಸಿಕ್ ಪ್ರಿನ್ಸಿಪಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ ದೆನ್ ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ವಿಲ್ ಆಟೋಮ್ಯಾಟಿಕಲಿ ಕಮ್
ಅಜ್ಞಾನ ಯತಃ
ಅನ್ಯಥಾ ಇನ್ ಅದರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ಭಾಗವತ್ ರಾಮ ಭಕ್ತಸ್ಯ ಕುತೋ ಮಹದ್ಗುಣ ಇಫ್ ಒನ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟೀ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಹಿ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಎ ಗುಡ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ that is not possible because here is our same thing the basic principle is devotion if that is lacking then all this show humbug it has no meaning
now that is we have said about the param brahma na sat
that who is that param brahma that krishna because arjun says para brahma
para brahma is krishna
yes
para brahma is jyoti
no para brahma Brahma Jyoti, that is not Parabrahma. Parabrahma is Krishna.
Parabrahma is Krishna.
Parabrahma is Krishna. Parabrahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhava. So Parabrahma is Krishna. The Gyan means one who knows Krishna, he has got knowledge. Otherwise he's a rascal, that's all.
Anadi mat param brahma.
Maybe a big rascal or small rascal.
Like me.
But anyone who does not know, that is confirmed in another place. Bahunam janmanamante janavan maang prapadyate. That is the sign. When one surrenders to Krishna, then it is to be understood that he is really wise. Otherwise,
anadi mat param brahma na sat na asat tadutyate. Neither sat or asat. Neither existence or non-existence. Yeah. What do you mean by sat?
Sat and asat. Asat and cause and effect of this material.
Cause and effect, not, yeah. Not existence and non-existence.
No.
Cause and effect.
Cause and effect. The Mahatattva, Mahatattva is cause, and this cosmic manifestation is the effect.
Yes.
So beyond that, beyond that, therefore Krishna has said, Mahatpadam. Yes. The Mahatattva is lying at his lotus feet. Samasitaji padaballabha pramam. Mahatpadam. Mahatattva is lying on the lotus feet of Krishna.
Mahatattva is nothing but the beginning of the...
Yes, the total, energy. Some total of material energy.
Cosmic energy.
Yeah, that is Mahatattva.
Shall I read it, Bhagavad?
Yes.
Sarvatah Pani Padam, Sarvatah Pani Padam, Tat Sarvato Akshi Shiromukam, Sarvatah Sruti Manlo,
We are part and parcel of Krishna. So, my eyes, my hands, my legs, that is Krishna's. You see, this is Sarvatah Pani Padam. So, if we understand this philosophy, that these eyes belong to Krishna, this hand belongs to Krishna, but now this is my hand, this is my eyes, this is my body, this is illusion.
Now this my should belong to Krishna, then everything belongs to Krishna.
Everything
ego must belong to Krishna.
Yes, because I am part and parcel of Krishna, so everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, with my hands, with my legs, with my eyes, I cannot do anything except serving Krishna. How you can do? If the eyes belong to Krishna, then how the eyes can be used for other purpose? This is real knowledge. That is explained in the Narada Sponda. Sarvapadhi vininmuktam tatparatena nirmalam. That is nirmal. Nirmal eyes. Brahma Bhuta, that is Brahma Bhuta.
Sarva Indriya Guna Basam Sarva Indriya Vivarjitam.
Yes. Now,
Asaktam Sarva Bhute, Nirgunam Guna Proktucha.
He has got Indriya. Just like in the Vedas, it is said, Apani Pada Javanak Grihita. He has no hands and legs, but he takes whatever you offer. So now, that as soon as this word is there, that he accepts. Whatever you offer, that means he has got hand. Indriyabhas. Indriyabhas. But not this Indriya, the 3 feet hand. They suppose if you offer me something, you are 3 feet away, I cannot take it. But Krishna is in Vaikuntha. If you offer him, he can accept. Otherwise, he says, Patram Puspam Phalam Toyam Jomi Bhakta Prajichit. Now he is in Vaikuntha and Goloka Vrindavan. We cannot calculate where he is, how he is taking. This is material calculation. But he has got such a hand that anywhere you live, he can accept. Otherwise, if he has no hand, therefore, he has no hand means he has no this little hand like
he has got no
unlimited hand. Unlimited hand. That you cannot. How Krishna have body? This the Mahabhadi was the thing. How that can be body? If he has body, then he has limited potency. He cannot understand that although he has got body, he has an unlimited potency. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Sachidananda Vigraha. That is different from this body. Because they understand that there cannot be anybody different from this, they say Niraka. Not Niraka. He has got body. He has got senses, he has got hand, but not like you.
Sarvendriya gunabhasam, sarvendriya vivarjitam,
asaktam. Yeah. Sarvendriya vivarjitam means this rascal has legs and vivarjitam. But he has got his particular type of hand and legs that they cannot understand. They, the limited knowledge does not allow them to know that there can be another hand which can be extended millions and millions of miles. That they cannot understand. Therefore, abhijananti manga mudha manasinta. They think Krishna is like us. How he can be God?
Asaktam sarva bhutchaiva nirgunam guna brakpucha vahichanta cha bhutanam charamacharam eva cha subsatpata dikneyam durastham cha antikecha tata.
Durastham antikecha. Durastham. Nobody knows where is Golok Vrindavan, how many miles away. Durastham. They cannot calculate. But Anjikecha, he is within. He can accept your service.
Abhibhaktam cha bhuteshu vibhaktam eva cha sthitam.
Yeah. Abhibhaktam, Paramatma, he is distributed. That does not mean he has become many. He is still one. Abhibhaktam. Although Ishvara sarvabhutana iddesha arjuna tisthati cannot calculate. Now Ishvara is now divided. So his original position is gone.
Bhutapatru chatatyam gasishnu prabhavishnu cha.
Yeah.
Jyotisham apitat jyoti
tamasam. Yeah, jyotisham apitat jyoti.
Jnanam neyam jnanagamyam
hudi sarva. We have got jyoti calculation of this sun. But this sun is only reflection of the Brahma jyoti.
Jyotisham apitat jyoti tamasam paramajyoti. Jnanam jneyam jnanagamyam hudi sarvasya vishtitam. Iti kshetram tatha jnanam jneyam cha uktam samasatah mad bhakta etan vignaya.
I am mad bhakta, not rascals. The mad bhakta can explain these things, not others.
Yes, now come
to. Is it clear?
Yes, absolutely. I am a rascal. That is why I am reading.
You are a bhakta, how you can be rascal?
Sometimes I become. Prakrutim cha prakrutim purusham chaiva vidyanadi bhavapi vikaram cha gunam chaiva vidhi prakrutim sambhavan karyakaran kartutve hetu prakruti ruchyate purusha sukha dukhanam bhuktve. This is very important. Purusha sukha dukhanam bhuktve.
Yes, as he
purush cannot bhuktve.
Just like police will punish you, you will have to suffer. But it is due to your criminal action, police has arrested you. You cannot make police responsible for your suffering.
And here, purusha means jiva, no? That is what my difficulty is.
Prakriti, what is that?
Purusha prakriti stohi bhungte prakriti.
That purusha means jivatma.
Jivatma, not
jivatma.
Paramatma, that's right.
Jivatma is within this body, prakriti. This is prakriti, material nature, jivatma. So, as you infect the quality of the prakriti, you become entangled.
And the highest line comes in.
You become entangled. Now, as soon as you become entangled, suppose you become a dog. Now you suffer.
But when the dog is there, he does not think he suffers. It's just like that. No,
that is illusion. That is called moha. Moha. One is suffering. Everyone is suffering. Suppose a big man, a minister, or the prime minister, or the chief minister, he's also suffering.
Everybody is
suffering. But he is thinking, now I'm prime minister. That is illusion. Nobody is here peaceful. Everyone is suffering. Because threefold miseries, that is the condition of life. After all, Krishna says that if you are thinking that you are very happy, that you must know at least these things, janma mrityu jara vyadhi. How you can get out of it? You will die. Nobody wants to die.
Body dies.
But these rascals, they do not say death is natural. But why don't you like to die? That is suffering. But he thinks, no, no, it is good. But as soon as I say, I shall kill you. No. Don't kill me. Don't. He does not like to die. But
very helplessly.
Helplessly. Just like...
Who dies?
Then again you are...
Because he has got this...
Identification is all right. But you must come to the practical point. Then don't treat any person. You can say, who is suffering?
Body.
We are
suffering. Treating the body.
There is no need of taking medicine.
I am treating the body. I am not treating you. You are treating
that. That's all right. That body is there. And you are absorbed in body. Therefore, there is suffering.
You are the physician of jiva.
You may say that I am not this body, and I am just this body. But when the body is going to be killed, you become afraid. Because you are absorbed. Why go beyond this practical point? Just like everyone knows that you are not the motor car. Everyone knows. But as soon as there is any breakage in the nice motor car, oh, I am gone. Why are you gone? You are not motor car. But because you are absorbed in the sense that it is my car, you have become absorbed. So any accident to the motor car, you become unhappy. But everyone knows that you are not motor car. Why you become unhappy? This is called maya. So you are not completely free. So long we are in this body, the suffering of the body is there. Therefore Krishna says that Just tolerate. Don't be mad, but because my motor car is now broken, or there is some accident in my house. But you are not house, now you are not motor. Everyone knows that. But why you have become so much affected? Therefore, tang titik khasava. You have to tolerate. Karanam guna sangat. You are suffering because you have associated with a particular type of material quality. Just you have associated with some infectious disease. Now you are suffering. Karanam guna sangat. Why you affect? Therefore, one should remain always in satogun. Satogun. What is that verse in the Bhagavad? Nashta prayesu avadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttama Shloki Bhakti Bhavati Naishthiki. Tato Rajastamo Bhava Tamulu Bhadayastri Chita Etai Anavidya Sthita Satya Prasidit. We have to go to the platform of Satogun. Therefore, these boys are being trained, have to become in the Satogun. You cannot become a wise man. You remain in the Rajogun and Tamogun and you become a wise man. And that is not possible. You must suffer. So long you are infected with Rajogun and Tamogun. But this is the process. Evam prasanna manasu Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga. Again, Bhagavad Bhakti. If you remain in the Bhagavad Bhakti Yoga, then you become prasanna manasu. Satogun. And this Mayavadi rascal says that Paramatma and Jiva are the same.
Yaha evam veti purusham prakritim cha gunesa sarvatha vartamano bhi sa bhuyo na abhijayate. Sarvatha vartamano means whatever reaction it is.
But when I come to know that I'm eternal, part and parcel, and engage myself in the service of the Lord, then I am liberated. Even one may call me, you are Bhangi, you are Chamar, you are this or that. But I do not belong to these things. I belong. Gopi Bhakti Pada Kamalo. That's all.
Now these two lines are Anna Anya Sankhena Yogena Karma Yogena Chapare. Anya.
This Sankha Jagrana does not mean this. Atheist copy is Sankha Jagrana. There is another copy. His imitation. There is copy in Devahuti Putra. Copy. That's Sankha Jagrana. Shankar Yoga. That is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto.
No, Karma Yoga.
Karma Yoga also. Karma Yoga.
Any work to do for the sake of Krishna. Yes. It's Karma Yoga. And Yoga means?
Yoga means to connect with Krishna. Nirbandhe Krishna Sambandha. That is yoga. In touch with Krishna. This Hare Krishna. All is in touch. Because the Krishna's name and Krishna is non-different. So if you chant Hare Krishna, then you are always in Krishna, with Krishna. Yeah, even walking on the beach, chanting Hare Krishna means we are walking with Krishna.
We are reading this Bhagavad Gita.
Yes, that is.
Chanting, no?
There is also chanting, yes.
Yavat sanjayate kinchit sattam sthavara jangamam kshetra kshetra knayoho sangyogat tat viddhi bharatasyabha.
Yes.
Samam sarveshu bhuteshu.
The whole world. That is another way explained. Aparayam itastu vidhi me prakritim para jiva bhuta mahavar jayidam dharja. Why this whole world is going on? Cosmic manifestation. The khetra khetra gvayam. Because the khetra is there, matter and the spirit soul is there, therefore the whole world is going on. Why the trees are living? Because the khetra is there.
Chetagna.
Khetra, khetra gun, yeah. Khetra is also there, khetra gun is there.
Khetra is the tree and khetra gun.
This dog is also, the khetra is there, khetra gun is there.
Samam sarveshu bhuteshu.
Samam sarveshu bhuteshu means the khetra gun is there.
Nishtantam parmeshwaram vinashyat
samanishwaram. There is also Paramatma. It does not mean, because he is dog, there is no Paramatma. There is also Paramatma. Because Krishna says, Ishara sarvabhutanam riddhese ordinate. Krishna does not discriminate that I shall not remain within the body of dog. I shall remain within the body of a Brahman. No. Sarva Khetreshu Bharat. This is Samatva. Because a devotee can understand that Krishna is there within the dog, within the cat. Because Vidya Vinaya Brahma Sampanne Brahmani Gavi Hastiniti Sunite Sapat Pandita Samadarshina. He knows that in every well, in every body, there is the Paramatma, an Atma also. Then Samas Sarveshu.
Samam Sarveshu Bhuteshu Tishtantam Parmeshwaram Vinashyatsa Vinashyantam Vyapasthiti Kapati. Samam Pashyan Hi Sarvatra Sama Avisthitam Ishwaram Nahinasti Atmana Atmanam Tatahayati Param Gatim.
That Samatha, he knows that Paramatma is everywhere. Annantarastham Paramanu Chayantarastham. But that does not mean Paramanu has become Paramatma. Daridra has become Narayana. This is Askeda. This is Askeda. Daridra is Daridra. But you know, within the Daridra, there is Narayana. There is another thing. But that does not mean Narayana has become Daridra. This is Askeda.
You can't say it is backwards.
This Askeda is going on. Daridra Narayana. Narayana has become Daridra.
Now, my one point is there. You may call me a fool, even I don't mind. But everything is covered by God. So, in Daridrata is covered by God.
Yes, that is Raskalda. Everything is covered by God. But that doesn't mean everything is God.
I did not say everything is God. I say everything.
Everyone knows. Sadbham Khaludam Brahma. This is not very new.
So, Daridrata is also there.
Yes. Without God, there cannot be anything.
There should be an ounce of Narayana.
That does not mean. That I have already explained. But that does not mean he has become Narayana.
So I don't say he has become
but
Narayana.
But they say Daridra Narayana. They say, the rascals say like that.
Yes.
The difficulty, all rascals, they have become leaders. They have no knowledge. And they become leaders. Therefore, the whole world is in chaos.
Prakritya karmani kriyamanani sarasya yapasyati tatha atmanam akartaram sapasyati. You understand that
Krishna, Dr. Shah, yeah, Mr. Shah.
Shah.
Mr.
Shah.
Krishna says that evam parampara praptam even Rajas said. Unless one comes to the parampara system, he cannot understand the knowledge. But these rascals, without in the parampara system, they interpret.
According to you, how many paramparas are there?
Huh?
How many paramparas are there?
No, no, how many? Don't take many. Take one.
One, yes.
Now, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna.
Correct.
That is a fact.
That way, so they hear.
Yes. So, as Arjuna understands, you take that.
For us, it is
But all the rascals, they are going to understand Krishna, which is not spoken by Arjuna. Krishna, Arjuna understood Krishna. Parabrahma, paramdhama, pavitram, paramamma. Do they accept that?
They must accept.
They accept.
Then why they should comment? Poke them when he is rascal and does not know anything about Krishna. Why should you write comment on Bhagavad Gita? Let him do his own business. Why you should come here? That is our protest.
Everyone has got a right.
Just like he is a medical man, he is doing something. If a storekeeper, doctor sahab, aisa kijiye. What is this nonsense? What you are? You cannot say that. He is a lawyer. If I say, Mr. Lawyer, why don't you accept this law? Will you accept?
All the great acharyas have commented it.
Yes. Yes, that you should follow. That you should follow. You should follow Ramanujacharya. Yes, Acharya. Acharya Upasana.
Shankaracharya is also.
Even Shankaracharya. Yes. Those have been accepted as
Acharya. Yes.
Then you have. But how one becomes Acharya when he comes to the parampara system?
Parampara.
He cannot become all of a sudden Acharya without
so
caring for.
Bhagavad Gita, Upanishads and Vedanta.
Just like this Dayananda. He did not care for anyone. He became Acharya. He started.
As I understand, or I am given to understand, is that they accept. In that they
that is not required now. For the time, that is not required now.
Ekasthanam anupashyati tata eva chavistaram brahma sampadyate tada.
Yes, because these elements, material elements, bhuta, that Krishna's energy. Therefore, one who knows Krishna, he does not take anything as material. Because it is Krishna's energy. So, Krishna's energy means, what is it called? Now there is verse. Shakti, Shakti Mato, Abhedha.
Shakti,
Shakti means energy.
It's different. And
it's Shakti Man. Shakti Man is called Shakti Man. So, because it comes from the Shaktiman. Shaktiman, they are all spirit. Therefore, those who are very advanced devotees, for in their vision, there is nothing material.
There is nothing material.
Yes. Abheda. Because it is admitted that Bhinna Pakiti Me Astradha. So this is Shakti. And Shaktiman is Krishna. So when it is emanating from Krishna, that it is called inferior.
Yeah.
Inferior. It does not say.
Not possible without Shaktiman.
Yeah, Shaktiman.
Bodies, he attains to the Brahman conception. Thus he sees that beings are expanded everywhere. That's the same verse. But what does this mean? Thus he sees that beings are expanded everywhere.
Yeah. Everywhere there is living being.
I am Abhyayava. Sharirastho become deya na karoti na lipyati.
Yes, here is the Sharirastho. Yeah. Because it is said, Paramatma and Jivatma there, both of them are in this body. That does not mean the Paramatma has become like Jivatma. Or Jivatma has become Paramatma. This is nonsense. Although Sharirastho, he is not affected by the pains and pleasures of this body. That is the defect of this Daridranayan philosophy. That although he has entered the body of a Daridra, it does not mean he is affected by the quality of the Daridra. But they are thinking, oh, Narayan has come as Daridra, let me give something. This is their philosophy. That means Narayan is now affected with his Daridrata.
Ankut karte hai apan.
1,000 man.
We do not feed anybody.
But you may be feeding, but others are throwing it away. That is why they have said Daridra Narayan.
Others are throwing, others are doing this mischief. That is not concerned.
But they have not seen you doing it.
Why not first of all offer to real Narayan and then distribute to the Daridra? First of all, try to understand that just like we have got Prasad distribution program. So, but that does not mean that we shall say we are feeding Daridra Narayana. We are offering to Narayana and then feeding to you.
They are not in that way.
You do not talk. You do not know. You do not know. Don't talk. Please stop. I know very well, better than you.
How? Let me explain us.
How you cannot do
it? Explain us.
You take it because you do not know, you take it from me.
But I can't take it without you explain me. How I take it. Tell me. I mean,
that brain will require 300 years.
I have
your brain and develop, then you will understand.
It's already developed.
Now you said immediately that what is the use of offering Narayana in the temple?
I did not say that.
Yes.
No, you have misunderstood. I say no, I won't submit to wrong things. I will submit to right things. This is Daridra Narayan.
But you do not know what is right thing. That is your fault.
Daridra Narayan is a fact in India. And I am going to hold it.
Now you see, you are prescribing while they are offering in the temple. Why you are offering in the temple? Why
he
not
must
the
offer the temple.
It does not mean his Narayan Seva is null and void because he cannot distribute to the poor.
No, no, that I did not say.
Try to understand first this.
Just be quiet.
His Narayan Seva is there.
No. I understand him.
You will not allow anyone to speak.
But you misunderstand.
Try to understand that because he cannot distribute food to others, that does not mean Narayan Seva is null.
I did not say that, sir.
Then why you are
I did not say that and you misunderstood me. That is where I am very...
Does it mean his Narayan Seva is wrong?
I don't say Narayan Seva is wrong.
Then it is all right.
I did not say that. It will be given to the people who
that
need
is
it.
Your prescription. But when the Annakoot is there, the prasad is there, either you eat or I eat, it doesn't matter.
It should be given
to you. You want to dictate to everyone, although you do not know anything. Yes, that is it. Now you see, understand.
I understand.
He has performed the Annakoot ceremony. Either you eat or I eat. Where is the difference?
Great difference. What way?
Because you do not take prasad now, therefore you are not
devoted. I take this much prasad, but they need that much prasad. That is what I mean to say all the while.
No, you cannot dictate.
Prasad will change the
prasad,
mind.
prasad will be distributed without discrimination.
People are hungry.
He's saying the same.
Yeah.
He says without discrimination and distribute the prasad. As far as
Ankur
is concerned,
everyone is
poor before God.
Yeah.
But those people who are hungry.
Why you dictate?
That's a different thing.
I don't dictate.
You
I suggest.
That is should be given to the poor man.
I don't.
You say like that.
It's good. Because therefore.
The spiritual food should be distributed to everyone.
To everyone.
Without any discrimination.
Without any
discrimination. It is meant for spiritual understanding.
That's right. That I agree.
Prasad is sarvadukhanam hani rasav. So anyone who is spiritually poor, he should be given prasad. It doesn't matter. That makes it clear. Sama sarveshu bhuteshu me. No discrimination.